podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed.
Why, hello.
Is this episode 39?
Oh my god.
Yes.
I feel like this should be a bonus episode.
All right, you want this to be bonus?
Bonus!
38.5. Okay, you do realize that... Okay, first of all, it's Alicia Unleashed with B-Side.
What up?
Okay, so
this... We knew this.
So this morning, we did an episode 38. With yes. Joey yes. at the dock.
Bosh man!
An Alicia Unleash episode at the dock. Yes. So tonight, I mean, I've been with Bridget all weekend, so, you know.
Seriously, I'm surprised she hasn't, like, just got the hose out and be like, bitch, leave!
No, you're fucking hilarious. It's fucking awesome. So we are here doing a podcast on Sunday, which means this will not air probably till Tuesday because the one we did with Joey is airing tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And I don't feel like we should be doing a back-to-back Alicia Unleashed, one at 7 and then one at 3 p.m.
Nah. No, that's a lot.
That's a little bit much Alicia.
It's a lot.
I don't know if people can handle that much Alicia. I can barely handle that much Alicia. Can you handle that much Alicia?
I don't know. We've spent
You've been handling it.
Man, step into Alicia Unleashed's shoes for a minute. You're fucking exhausted. You're fucking exhausted, bro.
Tell your mother I said hi.
Oh, you want me to tell your mother I said hi? Oh, no, my mother? My mother's doing good. Is your mother doing good? Your mother's doing good? Okay, that's good. Did you know Joey's mother's doing good, too? I told her to say hello for me. It's been a long day of private jokes in Alicia and I, either standing or sitting in cars and drinking and clowning and me just yelling at projected volumes.
So Talia just snapped us back. But she doesn't snap videos. She just does pictures with text.
What's the lamest child? Thanks, Bridget.
Oh, well, where is she?
Not with...
What? Where are you? Are you working? What's happening?
I don't care where you are. You're perfect.
Maybe you're perfect. Maybe you're perfect.
Oh my god, Joey's already out.
Joey's out. Joey's like, what are you doing? Well, we're snapping Talia.
Because I had a special message for her.
Yes, you did. So one thing that we didn't talk about on the podcast, I mean, we went right into fashion on the other podcast and it was like,
how did he even take control of it once again?
Because he loves fashion. He loves to talk about shoes. He loves to talk. He really is into fashion. He follows trends.
That's questionable.
Well, because he's just into it. As long as Kate's wearing it, he's talking about it.
Of course.
So today, well, maybe not specifically today, but Time Magazine is, I bought the $14 Time Magazine because Mother Teresa is a saint. Now, I would have to look into the timeline, but there is a specific timeline as to when Catholics will actually call someone a saint.
Mm-hmm.
And it said about 20 years, so I don't know if that's the mark, but when Mother Teresa was alive, they even... said she's a saint. They called her a living saint. So when she was alive, she was a saint. So
this is why I'm so confused that this is now just happening. Also,
because there is a certain amount of time.
Right, but you also told me that she died 20 years ago, and I'm like, what? We were 14 when that happened?
Time flies.
I feel like that happened like just
you know, around like when we were in high school. Like when we were graduating high school.
Right. I felt like that too. So we might have to look up the exact, which I think it said 97. And I was graduating 2 years later. So it was my middle of my high school.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
So this whole Time magazine is dedicated to her, her life, what she did. And I just can't wait to read it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you spent $13.99 on it.
I did.
You better read it.
I did. And
that was like the most expensive. I was going to say that would be the most expensive trip to the market you've done. But that's not true because you've been... How many times have you been in the market?
Just this weekend?
No, within the last 24 hours because... Or 48 hours. I'll give you 48 hours.
I think four times.
It's ridiculous. It's a long time.
Yeah, four times.
It's a long
Since
time.
Friday, five times.
It's a long time at the market.
It's a long time at the market.
It's a very long time at the market.
Yeah.
You made me go to the market with you yesterday.
You did go to the market with me.
I didn't want to kill somebody yesterday. It was great. It was great.
I made a lot of stuff this weekend.
You did?
I made clam chowder.
You did make some chowder.
I did. I made two chowders.
You did? And you made some lobster mac and cheese.
Oh, I love my lobster mac and cheese.
And then,
did you bring mother some?
I didn't bring my mother some. Can I bring my mother some? Do you got some left over?
I got some leftover.
Oh, she would love some lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, my fucking feet are swollen. Like, my whole fucking body is
swollen. We're drinking a lot of wine.
We're drinking... Clearly, they should know by now the way we're talking. We also had a... Okay, full disclosure.
We had a full field trip.
Well, we had full disclosure. Alicia and I have been having this conversation about accents. And how she doesn't necessarily have one. She doesn't really care for the Gloucester accent.
As you can see, I suck at trying not to pronounce my R's.
That is true. You are rough at it. I am apparently professional. But you do say things, and Joey even said this earlier today.
I do.
You do say some island things. We've talked about
not
that.
Not for nothing. What the fuck?
What the fuck? No, you don't say it like that. You say, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
You definitely say it.
What the fuck?
And guess what?
But if I get into it and if I get mad...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it comes out when I least expect it, but I don't know.
I mean, and we don't have the swear jar tonight. It's taking a break. It needs a break from us. We'll just owe it on the next round. But we were going over, like, you know, how I don't necessarily have an accent unless I can throw my voice into one. And you think...
I can't. I can't even try.
You think I sound like one of the Wahlbergs.
You sound like Mark Wahlberg.
How's your mother doing? Your mother doing good? Good. Tell you
Mackie.
Mom.
You sound like Mackie.
Mackie.
You sound
Come
like
on.
Mackie.
Feel it.
Oh, yeah. That was supposed to be our intro.
Yeah, well, you know, we've had some times... since then.
Maybe it can be.
Yeah. I mean, even today, we were at the Mile Marker.
We went to the Mile Marker.
And some tourist, I don't know if he was a tourist, but he had an old ass fucking car trying to roll up in some fancy ass clothing. Go fuck yourself. And he's like, get the fuck out of the way. And I'm like, go fuck yourself, you fucking tourist. You're supposed to park over there. And I hadn't even drank yet.
That was just your... Just normal.
That's when I get pissed. So the running joke. Oh my god, I'm gonna talk about my West Coast life. Here we go. Everyone who's playing the drinking game, Alicia Unleashed drinking game, start drinking.
We have Alicia Unleashed drinking game.
We should at this point.
Yeah. Oh my. You just. That's it.
Dude,
hands down.
I've been on fucking genius status all fucking day. Okay? All
right. So at the beginning of every podcast, almost like. We should have, when we say this word...
It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse.
When Bridget
brings up her West Coast life, or when Alicia brings up moon pie, it's like,
oh,
drink.
Every time you hear the word moon pie,
drink. So yes, when I lived out west, people were like, you don't have an accent. I'm like, well, listen, there's three ways you're going to hear this accent. One, I just finished talking to my mad ass. Two, I'm fucking pissed out in the right field and I'm yelling at somebody. Three, I'm drunk. So that's the only time you're going to hear the accent. But also, a thing that we do here in New England is we run our words together because we talk so fast. A lot of people are like, I'm sorry, what the fuck did you just say? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, they're like, this chick was like fucking over there and she was doing this, all this shit. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And she's like, yeah, you're gonna have to slow down. I didn't hear a single word you said. But I know that there is 26 letters in the alphabet. There's a letter I in there, and it's not A-R-E, or A-H, or A, A-A-A-A-A-A-A. There is a letter R, and I can pronounce it, but I've decided today that I was going to just keep throwing my voice all day. Fuck with Joey. It was great.
It was fun. It was, oh my God.
He didn't even catch it. It was so perfect. It was perfect.
Because it does sound so normal to people.
Well, I mean, I'm also doing it blatantly that you can hear it.
Right.
You can hear it. You can hear it. You can hear it.
I was pella packing today.
Oh my God, you were. Oh my God, when you were like, don't tell me that's closed. I'm like, if that's fucking closed, we're gonna have to go to the market. And you fucking almost hit the car behind us as you were parallel parking. I died.
That shit was so funny.
I'm like, don't fucking talk like that while I'm trying to park the car. I'm like, are you packing the car?
I know.
The decibels in here just got loud. Turn your volume down, people.
I can totally, like, push it away.
Like, that's going to do any good.
Well, that's, you know, that's
not going to help us in a minute, you know?
So, I am okay with even dating someone. If you don't know what an R is, fine. And I'm okay if you're a little bit soft-spoken. But if you're loud and obnoxious, I can't date you. I can be a friend, as a lot of my friends are like, some of my friends are like that. But I can't date you. It can't happen. I just can't do the loud, obnoxious. Like, I guess I would have to date someone the opposite of myself. Someone that's quiet, soft-spoken, and, you know, so laid back and low-key, and if they don't pronounce the R, then that's cool. Like, I can totally...
We had that conversation earlier today. It's just, we've had that conversation several times, I feel like this is one of those secret moments where you should drink, is when we bring up the, if I met someone exactly like me, I'd probably hate them kind of thing, or probably would not like them. Kind of thing.
Well, they say opposites attract.
Yeah. I said that in your kitchen earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 steps forward and 3 steps back.
Oh, Paula Abdul, what? So we decided to have a bonus episode because I didn't want to go home yet. I'm kind of stressed out, and I had a whole bottle of wine I bought. It was expensive. It was like $20. I'm used to $5, but... We won't talk about that secret. Yeah, we went wine tasting today, too.
We did us at Savers, and they had Italian white wine.
Well, after a time, we decided, you know what? Savers is having a tasting. We should just go there.
Yes. Yeah, because we had
after
some
we
other
sat
things.
Here and rested for a minute or something like that.
Yeah. That's what we did.
Yeah.
We had a long day. I mean, I've been cooking all weekend.
I feel like I was here at, what, 10 a.m.? Earlier?
It's a little dramatic. I think it might be 11.
I don't think so.
What do you think?
I definitely think it was because I was in Ipswich before 9. And I was back. Let me go to the map here for you listeners at home. I'm looking at my cell phone. I texted someone at 9:31. So I think I got here like 10:30 maybe. And we've just been on the go since then.
Oh, my God. Totally.
It's a long day.
Yeah, because we were only supposed to be at Joey's for like a half an hour. And then we were there for like an hour and a half to do a 30-minute podcast.
Well, that man was busy. All these...
Oh, my God. So busy.
All the tourists.
All the tourists. What the... I can't wait until they all leave.
You know what? They're leaving tomorrow because it's Labor Day. So they're going to be out, you know? They're going to be out tomorrow. Mass Exodus. Bye!
Kind of excited for that.
I mean, I haven't been affected by them at all.
Well, I haven't been going down like... I mean, today we were affected when it took us a half an hour to go from the tennis courts.
No, we were just affected by the boats because the Schooner Festival was coming on. So, like, everybody in the Runcles out there on the boats.
Right.
So we were affected by that.
True.
Yeah. I don't think it necessarily was the tourists, but listen to episode, well, go back and listen to episode 38 and you'll understand what we're talking about.
Talia sent us another picture.
Oh, that's good. What's she saying?
Yes, at work, Mom. If I knew she was working, we could have gone on a pumpkin ice cream there. I didn't think she worked on Sundays.
No proof that we went and had pumpkin ice cream.
I didn't know you were working tonight, which is a Sunday, because you usually don't, and we went and got pumpkin ice cream at Long Beach Dairy Maid.
We're sorry to cheat on you.
We cheated on Talia.
Well, you know what?
That pumpkin ice cream's a bomb, though.
You know what?
That was so good.
I think it's better that we didn't go. Wait, so that I could actually Snapchat her and hijack your Snapchat. I think that was probably a better idea. She'd be like, oh my god, my mom and her friend are so embarrassing.
No, she doesn't say that. She has the coolest mom ever. I am the coolest mom ever. I'm hashtag coolest mom ever. So, what's happening right now? Are we doing a battle or what's happening?
I thought we were going to do a battle. We haven't started to talk about stuff.
But what kind of battle?
Well,
here's the problem, because we don't want to do the 90s battle until Sam's had her baby, and we want Kate, the most beautiful woman in the world, to come. So,
dear Sam, please have that baby.
Like now.
We want to see this meatball. We want to see this little thing.
Right. So, we're obviously have to save the 90s.
What? Should you pause?
Should we do an 80s off? Yes, we should.
Because we've been talking about the 80s all day.
We have been, especially with Joey.
Stranger Things.
Yes, Goldbergs.
Oh, but the thing is, we've actually used a few 80s songs recently, so I feel like those songs are off the table. How do you feel about that?
I can't remember which ones they were, so...
Foreigner?
Yeah.
We had Foreigner.
It's just
Foreigner. So I said Foreigner. let's see. Yeah, I feel like we should. We did Total Eclipse of the Heart in Eternal Flame.
Yeah.
But okay. Should we have a theme within a theme? Do we think...
A theme within a theme? Oh, Lord. What do you mean?
I don't know. Well, so a theme within a theme is, 80s, hair band songs.
You want to get that specific?
Well, I mean, we could... What would you exactly
think? They're already out of pumpkin ice cream. They just got it 2 days ago.
Well, Long Beach Dairy Maid is full of pumpkin ice cream. But be prepared to pay $6 for a small.
Just letting you know.
Just a warning.
I'm just warning your mother.
I'm warning your mother.
And your sister and your brother.
But I don't know,
how about just 80s in general? Just 80s.
We could do 80s or 80s songs that we didn't know were dirty songs or talking about dirty things.
That's too much thinking.
No, alright.
Do straight up
Alright.
It's pretty much at this point it's
gonna
ultimate
80s. Let's
ultimate
do it.
Ultimate 80s that comes to mind, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright. We can do that.
Do I have any headphones? Because you don't have your computer tonight. Look at you. You're freeballing with your phone. You'd have to be just like me.
Bitch, I would be spot on no matter what.
Because I feel like when you want to queue up on this, I'm going to need to have my headphones.
No, excuse me?
Something just fell.
Is it a ghost in here? We're just going to have to chance it. This is not going to be radio edit. This is just going to be, you're just going to have to listen to half the fucking song for us to play our point and stuff. But I already have my song loaded. Do you? I do.
Hold on. Are you going to start this off? Because
I can start this off. You want me to start this off?
I need my headphones because I don't want
this cheating.
No, it's not cheating. I just think that are we really gonna queue up and then have to fast forward everything we do? I just don't like.
No, I already did the preface on the warning.
Yeah, but then it's gonna be so much time, and I don't.
You know they can't hear you from out there.
Hold on. There we go. Yeah, I just feel all like right. If I had my headphones, at least one of us would sound half decent.
Oh no, I'm kidding.
Because I don't like, you know, because some of these 80s songs, there's so much intro before you get to the.
Do you want me to start? Do you want me to start? You want me to throw down? Because I'm already prepped. I'm already ready.
Oh, you're
I'm already
oh, there. I'm sorry.
I'm already there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want me to go? I'll go. You want me to go?
Kid.
I'll
go. You want to go, cuz?
Want me to go, cuz? I'll
go.
Want
me to go? You want to go, cuz?
People are already out. We're going to get like
Joey's done already. Joey's like, this is a train wreck. I'm out.
Subscribers. You ready?
Joey's like, I'm out.
I'm going to press play right now.
All
right,
go.
Hold on. Okay, it's coming. Can I tell you a confession about this video?
Yeah.
I was actually obsessed with the actual cartoon character of him. Like, I had a crush on the cartoon character in the music video. Oh. Not the real guy, because he looked terrible and ugly. But the cartoon guy, oh my god. He was the one of the few first ones to give me lady feels. I'll say that.
Huh.
Yeah, you know.
Alright, well, here goes mine. And, again, I always one up you anyway. Yes. Yes, bitch. Go ahead. Well, yes.
You know, to be honest with you, you know, to be honest with you, that song was supposed to be one of my my graduation song.
Oh, really?
And I actually hate The Breakfast Club.
Oh, that's actually one of my favorite movies.
I just...
It is.
All right. Well, all right. So you think you're one-upping me because that was not really a one-up? You're just about to get...
Rickroll, bitch! Rickroll!
How do you feel about that?
That's a good one.
You just oh no, you just got Rickrolled.
I think you're about this one. Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this.
Okay.
All right, I'm queuing it up.
You should have queued it up already. You should have been prepared.
Here we go. David Bowie, bitch. Meh. To the song they're playing on the radio. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay, well, your shit talking is super weird, but, okay. I mean, let's just be honest here. It was a little odd. A little odd.
That's David Bowie. It's not.
It is. Because well, you not. Know how you feel about David Bowie. By the way, Bowie. The VMAs also didn't do it in memoriam. And they skipped, or if they did, they skipped Prince and David Bowie, who both died this year.
Yeah, that is not cool.
The Why? Grammys better step up. Okay, ready? Oh no.
Uh-oh.
I paused it. My bad. Oh, I decided to put on drive mode. Let's relive that again.
Yeah. gangster. Yeah. For you go go.
How no one knew he was gay is beyond me.
I mean, I don't have good gaydar, but like, have you seen that video?
All right, here we go.
Oh. Oh. You killed me. You're killing me. I'm dead.
Oh, you can't even touch me, bitch. Can't even touch me.
Mike, hold on.
Can't even. Don't even.
Well, you know. I was obsessed with Ducky. I was obsessed with Ducky in that movie back when I was a child. Actually, you know what? My mom used to rent that from Parkhurst, like, weekly for
me. Parkhurst!
And she actually had to buy, like, 3 different copies of it because I wore it out. Because I was obsessed with it. And I will say that Molly Ringwald, I've actually seen her live as a jazz singer.
Yeah.
Her dress was fucking terrible in that movie. What is he?
What are they doing? What do they have?
Like, Champ thinks that we have food, and he's trying to get at the wine bag.
Oh, at the wine bag. Dude, you can't drink. You're too young. You're only 5, okay?
All right.
Go ahead. Do your magic. What year did that come out? Disclosure, what year did that come out?
That came out in the 80s.
Did it?
Yes,
it did. Are we sure?
Yeah. Do you want me to look it up? Okay, Google, when did I Want to Dance with Somebody come out?
When you were born.
Let's see. Oh, she wasn't going to talk to me? What a bitch. 1987.
All right. All right, get ready. Get ready.
Yawn.
Get ready to fangirl. I actually danced to one of I danced that at my wedding with one of my former friends, and we did a full out Debbie Gibson dance, and everyone thought it was choreographed. That's how good it was. So that's how I remember that song. So
all right, well,
oh, fuck your face.
Eat a dick! First time was a great time. Second time was a blast. Third time I fell in love. Now I hold it last. I can see it in your walk. Tell it when you talk. See it in everything you do. Even hanging on to you. You got the right stuff, baby. Now, as a child, did you know what they were actually saying in this video, in this song? Because I had no idea that they were talking about being turned on and getting the quote-unquote right stuff, if you know what I mean.
You know, kind of like, yeah.
What?
All right, here we go. All
right.
This might stop it all. And this is it.
I just pulled out Whitney and New Kids on Here.
Oh, I don't... This is ultimate... This song, ultimate 80s, you can't even deny. Okay? Go. On the old paintings on Yes. Yes.
I mean,
that's, you know what? Yeah, right. That was ultimate 80s right there.
That's true. The Bengals did epitomize
ultimate that. 80s.
Okay, well.
Big dick right here.
So, funny story about Tiffany and the New Kids on the Block.
Did you? Yes, they didn't. They travel together.
Yes.
Jordan Knight.
No. Tiffany opened for New Kids, and Tiffany was dating Jonathan, and she outed him.
Jonathan's always been gay.
But no one knew that, and Tiffany outed him before he could out himself. Yes. Yup. Isn't that some interesting stuff there?
It is.
Some interesting stuff.
All right, hold on. Let me.
Are you not prepared?
I'm not prepared. Oh, here. We've already done this one. You said no, we can't do this one.
I mean,
although it's top,
you could, but you could. That mean you're totally cheating.
But, yeah. Oh, here we go.
All right. You just played the song.
I know, it's a mix. But girls just want to have... Hold on.
You... Huh.
Huh. And it goes dead silent. See, this is the problem.
Well, you know what? I mean...
That's why I have my headphones on.
And you're still not prepared.
I'm not, because there was a remix happening.
Joey's out. He's not.
Joey's been out, anyway. Dude. Joey's been out after like minute two. He was like, "I'm out of this totally."
Are you really doing this?
There we are.
Thing?
Come on, just play, man. All the 80s music, there's so much of an intro. There's so much of an intro.
That's why I didn't disclose it.
See, so that's why I have my headphones on, because I like to, I want to get rid of all that intro music stuff.
Okay. Well, this song, you're going to know instantly if you're a secret listener from a certain grade and graduated in a certain class.
This is my new song.
So, the graduating class of 2000 picked that song. And at the time, I honestly had no clue why we picked that song. And maybe, I want to say, maybe it was like 2010. I came home to visit and that song was on. And I was like, oh, this totally makes sense now.
All right, get ready to be blown.
Don't threaten me.
Here we go.
Don't threaten.
Oh, Bridget, beat that one. There you go, bitch. Boom.
Viewers at home, you can see my face right now.
Viewers at home.
So, funny story about this song, too. I, when Old Timers was around, I couldn't go home until the song played.
Are you serious?
I am not kidding. I had to make sure that this song played before I could go anywhere. But please, tell me what song you have next.
Oh. Tyler will so...
Is it Michael Jackson?
Tyler
Did
will...
I just screw up your party right there? It is Michael Jackson. It's like Billie Jean. Oh. Is that song from the 80s? Because that song might have been from the 70s. Did you look it up?
He was too young in the 70s.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
It was 80s. Look at him.
Shit,
look it up. That's 80s. Do you see what he looks like?
I'm
That's
80s.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Yes.
I see you. You scared?
No. No. I see you.
Tommy and Gina used to live on this block, a dock, or something. Want to hear another funny story? Oh my god, this should be a drinking game of Bridget having like songs and memories. I was in Austin and the song played and it was a great night. Oh, that was a great night.
All right, your ass is about to get blown.
Okay.
All right.
Come at me.
I'm coming at you hardcore right now.
All
right. You're going to be like, either you beat me to it, or what? You're about to get blown.
Continue.
As you know, they have long intros, which is what I'm trying.
You could just play the intro, we'd know what it was.
Well, I'm trying to avoid all the long freaking 80s intros, man, because they're so crazy long. This one's probably like a minute and a half long. But I will play it right now.
Yon Si.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood.
Oh, that crab crawl, man.
Everything was as fresh as the bright blue sky. Now and then when I see her face, she takes me away to that special place.
Yes, bitch. Eat that. That is epic. Epic.
That song reminds me of Guitar Hero so bad, but How's it feel? You feel good? You feel confident in yourself?
I do.
Of the tiger.
What you got? You want me to tell another life story about
that
songs?
That one's in the 70s.
So I also used to... I have actually run up the rocky stairs 3 times. One time in flip-flops. And one time with an actual actor from one of the Rocky movies.
Really?
Mm-hmm. True story.
Hold on. Okay.
What's the matter? You're not prepared? You don't got something?
No, because all these intros are so crazy. Let me get past this ad.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes. Here we go. I love it. Come on. Jesse is a friend. Been a good friend of mine, but lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl, and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Yes.
I actually had a t-shirt when I worked at the Y that was like felt iron-on letters that said Jesse's girl.
Awesome.
And someone who I worked with was obsessed with a guy named Jesse, so she took my t-shirt from me. Okay.
Okay. They can share the night. It goes on and on.
I am, honey.
Don't stop believing. I can't believe you haven't played this next song.
Yeah, well.
Here we go.
I thought we had said that was off limits.
We didn't play this.
We did play this.
We did play this in the beginning.
We played this 2 episodes ago. It was our closer. Oh. When we went for your birthday.
Is this the close? Oh, yes, it was the closer. I know, but it's epic. You cannot not do it.
Struggled with this next song because you know how it works, but I'm gonna play it and it may not be at the right moment, but we're gonna do it anyway.
We can go to the Jesus. Oh, say
shush.
The video. You know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so well. I don't like the video.
Of course not. I don't like the video either. Did you see the bust on that head? She was a blind woman. Making a face of Lionel Richie. It was the most terrifying thing on the planet. On the planet. Oh my god, I just found like 4 songs that I can like... Continue with your songs, please.
I'm trying.
I mean, what's the delay?
Because I'm on this thing called YouTube. Oh, See, this is why it's just like we're gonna have to be
more prepared. So prepared
for the 90s.
Well, when we finally lock them down, then we could probably have radio edits like ready. You just get an MP3 cutter app on your phone, and you just go to town.
All right.
That's what you do.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, hold on.
Just kidding.
Again, with the intros.
Is it a good intro? What is it? What is it? You telling me? You gonna tell me?
No.
Oh my god, no. Wait, yes, I know what it is. It's Phil Collins.
Yes.
I got a funny story about this one. Shocker.
I love Phil Collins. Oh, wait.
You were in sixth grade at the time. Or maybe you were in fifth grade. What school did you go to in fifth grade?
And now when? No. Fifth grade, I was in Fuller.
So do you remember the guy? We had an assembly. There was a guy named Steve Kircher who came. He was a singer. And he made a...
I'll have to go to this one because I hit it.
He made a song. He sang the Phil Collins song that you were just about to play. And he did a music video at our school with a whole bunch of us. You had to audition, and I was in it. You don't remember that? No. There was a video and everything. And I gave it to Mr. Dahlgren in high school to put in the yearbook review video. I never got that video back. Oh my god. You don't remember Steve Kircher? Someone who's listening should... You know what? I'm going to have to post it on Facebook. Someone from Fuller School is going to have to remember besides me. Everybody was in this music video, I felt. But he sang the Phil Collins song that you were going
to
play.
And it skipped to this one, so...
That's so sad, but... Alright, I got one to lift you up.
Intros are like ridiculous.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Or your girls
here we go.
Tone deaf. Alright, alright. Come at me, come at me.
Come around and talk it
over. Bridget, where you at? Where you at, Bridget?
I'm getting there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bet you are.
Yeah, hold on.
So we are 50 minutes in, so we're going to have to wrap this song thing up pretty soon.
Okay. Alright, well give me a second.
And then we'll both have a closer. How about you choose your closer, I'll choose my closer.
Okay, well, here's mine.
All right. This is my closer. This is gonna top all closers. All
right.
This is ending it. Mm-hmm. And this is what it is.
Asshole! I just played that song.
You did not.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I just said, "Oh no, you just got Rickrolled."
Oh yeah, yeah, we did. But I love that song.
You're so fucking okay. Proud of yourself too.
I love that song.
Fool. You're a fool.
As you can see, I'm in the zone, and
you're
I'm not
such,
even listening. Okay.
You're such a fool right now.
No. All right, fine.
You're
all right. This is it. This is it.
I can't.
I'm so in the zone, I'm not even hearing what you're doing. Does that even make sense?
No.
It totally is. I'm not even hearing what you're doing right now.
No. No.
I'm just so in the zone right now.
You're so ridiculous. You're so fucking ridiculous. You.
Alright, fine. This one's gonna be the end of all end. This is the end of all end. Oh, I should have chosen that one.
Did you die? What happened? Did you die?
I didn't.
You didn't
die?
That's good.
Actually, I think we... What was our last battle?
Our last battle was breakup songs.
Oh, breakup songs. So this is technically 80s. This is 80s. But
if
I feel
it's
like
Eternal Flame, I'm going to punch you because I've already done that one. I've done that one too. I won with that one.
This is 80s though.
Yes.
Last time with breakup songs. This is 80s.
I told you no songs that we played before. That's why we did that.
Ugh.
You're ridiculous.
I hate you. I hate you.
Are you sad because, like, I'm kind of winning?
No, you're totally not. I totally... All right, fine. Fine.
I'm confused by what
okay.
You're doing.
This is it.
Okay.
And we didn't play this in anything. Yes, bitch. Yes. No, you had the closer. You
I
had it? Yes, you did. I said this is our closer.
No.
Oh.
Then no. I was like, this is not my closer. You're like, okay, you got one more to closer.
Good. Do you like? I'll do another song. You do another song.
On purpose.
All right.
Did you see the video of Kristen Bell and her husband when they went on an African safari?
No.
You go look. We'll look that up later. Okay. This is my closer. Marry me. I feel like this happens in our real friends' dating lives right now. Some sad ass shit.
Oh my god. This is it. This is the closer. This is gonna be the closers of all closers. Don't hate, Bridget. Don't hate. I'll be right here waiting for you.
Pulling out Richard Marx on my ass.
Fuck yes.
God, I fucking love Richard Marx still. I'll show you a Snapchat of me doing Richard Marx. I saved it. It's hilarious. It's a true story. Oceans apart, day after day, and I slowly go insane. I hear your voice on the line, but it doesn't stop the pain.
And you know what? That's the closer of the night. Good night, Gloucester. Episode 39. Beside Alicia.